This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Phoebe on a fence post, fly away, fly away. Phoebe on a fence post, fly away home. Green snake in the sweet grass, slide away, slide away. Green snake in the sweet grass, slide away home. 'Cause the sunset through the birches paints a picture on the wall. The dandelions are closing and the hermit thrush calls. So Phoebe on a fence post, fly away, fly away. Phoebe on a fence post, fly away home. Baby in the bathtub, splash away, splash away. Baby in the bathtub, splash the whole floor. And mama in the kitchen, sing away, sing away. Mama in the kitchen, won't you sing a little more? 'Cause there's moonlight on the window and the chicken's home to roost. Well, this train is bound for bedtime, so shake that red caboose. And baby in the bathtub, splash away, splash away. And mama in the kitchen, won't you sing a little more? Brown bat in the starlight, sweep away, swoop away. Brown bat in the starlight, dancing on a breeze. And there's peepers in the frog pond, and they peep away and squeak away. And peepers in the frog pond are singing through the trees. And there's a barred owl in an oak tree like the ghost of Robert Frost. He's asking about the yellow wood, the two roads, and the cost. While the peepers in the frog pond peep away, squeak away, and a brown bat in the starlight is dancing on a breeze. Phoebe on a fence post, fly away, fly away. Phoebe on a fence post, fly away home.
Phoebe on a fence post from Judd Caswell here on The Folk Show. Judd is a producer, a songwriter, a teacher, a poet, and a seventh generation Mainer. Right, Judd?
Yeah, the family's been here a long time.
What made you decide to stay in Maine and keep your roots connected with your music there?
Well, you know, a few years ago, a number of years ago, I kind of took the show on the road for a little while, you know, in the, you know, 2006, 2007, 2008, I've made my way out to a lot of folk festivals and a lot of traveling, did a lot of song contests, and really got connected with the sort of wider folk music scene. And it's such a family, you know, it's this wonderful widespread it's like a traveling circus that people spread out all over the country, and then they all gather together at these folk festivals and I just loved that so much. But at the same time, in those years, I had a brand new baby and a 3-year-old at home, and it was just the wrong time to be gone. So it really was family that brought me back to Maine. And, you know, my songs really, really come from this place, you know, this sense of rootedness in the state and, you know, my family that goes way back here. So
I'm so happy that you were able to join us, even if it's on Zoom, you know.
Right.
We're
right.
Very lucky to have this format, because I really wanted to have you in the studio. Ever since I heard the album Live at the Seagull Shop, the newest release, I just loved the album. I had it in my CD player, didn't take it out for quite a long time, and then I posted something on Facebook, and I said, boy, I wish Judd Caswell would come and visit, and somebody wrote me back and said, I bet he would if you asked him. so
yeah.
that began our connection there, and I'm so pleased that you agreed to be my first Zoom feature here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. So thank you for that.
Oh, geez, my pleasure.
Well, talk about the new album. I mean, I also, you know, I used to play around Blackberry season. I love to play the Blackberry Time Soon song. I love that album. That's another great one. What, there's three albums, right, that you've done?
Yeah. I've got a, you know, with a recording studio, you sort of have as many albums as you want. But yeah. Blackberry Time was my last sort of national release. And that was a long time ago. It was in 2007.
Yeah.
So the new record is... I had been wanting to, do a live record for a while. I thought I had a bunch of songs that they would just sort of sit on a live record better than on a studio record. Ones that just needed to have an audience there for them. And so I thought there's this little shop right next to the lighthouse in Pemaquid, Maine. It has almost a 180-degree view of the ocean. It's just there's some rocks. And then there's the ocean, and then way, way out is Monhegan Island out across the water quite a ways. And it's a place that I've been playing really, really regularly for the last 10 years or so. And so that's another place that, you know, the people there really feel like family. And so I thought, well, it would be great to have a concert and invite just, you know, the people there who know me well and know my music well. And we got a chance to just spend an evening together and record the night, and that's really what the record is. The record is just it's the night of music, in the order that we played it in.
I know you are a producer and you do have your own studio. Did you call in troops to help you to record in that venue, or did you do that too?
I did it all.
Wow.
I did it all myself.
Wow, he's a one-man show.
Yeah, which probably wasn't, you know, it worked fine. It was stressful. It was a stressful process. But fortunately, my ability to sort of look really far ahead is not all that great. So I was in the middle of it before I realized how stressful it was really going to be. And by then it was time to go on stage. And then it was a really different experience.
You had taken the leap already.
Yeah, the leap was there. And then it was just a matter of making the music for some friends. And it was falling off a log.
We're visiting with Judd Caswell on the Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're at home with middle school or high school students, NHPR's Civics 101 has got you covered. Visit the Learn at Home page on our website, civics101podcast.org, for a new lesson every weekday. Podcasts, activities, videos, quizzes, you name it. There has never been a better time to learn about how our government works. Again, just click the Learn at Home button on our website, civics101podcast.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Four Seasons Sotheby's International Realty, showcasing quality homes regardless of price. More information at foursseasonssir.com. Our guest on Zoom is Judd Caswell. His new album is Live at the Seagull Shop, and I'm so pleased to be able to spend this time with Judd. Could you play another tune?
Yeah, I would love to. All right, if I bring out a banjo.
Oh, sure.
Let's see if I got one right here.
How many instruments are there over there? I see two guitars and the banjo.
There's a lot of instruments. From you can probably see just the edge of my cittern over there.
Yeah.
And there's a bass hanging on the wall back there, and there's another guitar on the wall there. And I've got a couple of guitar and a banjo and another guitar behind me. I don't want to.
Well, maybe you could, because we have people that are listening on their radio and not able to see you. Maybe you could post a little picture for us when we go back on Facebook. That would be really great.
Absolutely. Here's a little bit of a sing-along song. This is one that when I wrote it a few years ago, sort of felt like maybe I was writing a kid's song. And then I got thinking about how, you know, sometimes kids' songs are we're trying to put lessons. Sometimes you try to put lessons into them, try to make lessons that you want kids to remember some things. And I guess I got feeling like there are some of these lessons that we forget ourselves. So I guess it's not really a kid's song. And it's a thing that I need to hear myself. It's called That's the Way We Climb.
And it seems too steep to climb. Looking at the mountain and it seems too steep to climb. It takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of time. Put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. That's the way we climb. Looking at the sadness and it seems too deep to mend. Look into sadness and it seems too deep to mend. Look into a stranger's eyes until you find a friend. Put one hand in the other, one hand in the other, one hand in the other. That's the way we mend. And looking at our differences, it seems too hard to love. Looking at our differences, it seems too hard to love. But everyone's the same about the most important stuff. Listen to each other, listen to each other, listen to each other. That's the way we love. And looking at yourself, seems there's nothing you can do. Looking at yourself, it seems there's nothing you can do. But if you do the best you can, well, I will do it too. And we'll lean upon each other, lean upon each other, lean upon each other. That's what we can do. And looking at the distance seems too far to go. Looking at the distance and it seems too far to go. The road that leads to justice may be longer than we know. But put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. That's the way we go. And looking at the mountain and it seems too steep to climb. Looking at the mountain and it seems too steep to climb. It takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of time. But put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. That's the way we climb. Put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. That's the way we climb.
That's the way we climb. One foot in front of the other, that's kind of what we're doing right now during these times, isn't it, Judd?
Boy, more than ever it feels like that to me. You know, that's almost as my mantra these days. Just find the next right thing to do in the moment.
How is your family faring through all of this?
You know, really wonderful. Thank you for asking. You know, I feel really, really lucky. We've got our own place. We've got some space. my wife is able to work from home. I've been a full-time musician, and so that's a little bit of a juggle. But I've got a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old, and they're able to do their school from home. And everybody is just really taking it in stride. So I feel really, really lucky.
Being a musician, playing gigs, that's changed quite a bit. So how has this affected your routine yourself?
Well, it's quite different. I sort of split my time between, I record. So I've got a studio where I had, four or five projects going. And those are all pretty much on hiatus right now until we can feel comfortable getting back together. And all of my performances and sort of workshops and stuff that I was doing, some of those, the workshops, a couple are transitioning to something that I can do online, which is really great. Great to get a chance to visit with those people like this, on Zoom, But losing performances was pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been doing is I've been doing a daily song that I'm recording and putting up to Facebook, and I'm putting it up to YouTube on my YouTube channel, which is just Judd Caswell. And so every day I record a song that's kind of a musical comfort food thing. You know, some of them are my songs, and some of them are songs by other artists that just are songs that I just feel the need to hear now and feel the need to sing now. I don't know. It would be all right to play one of those. That's
sure.
not my tune.
Please do.
It's like this is one of my favorite songs. Anywhere is a Bruce Coburn song. It's called Pacing the Cage. So I think that's something that a lot of us feel like we've been doing.
It's pretty appropriate.
Days.
Sunset is an angel weeping, holding out a bloody sword. No matter how I squint, I cannot make out what it's pointing toward. It's as if the thing written in the constitution of the age sooner or later, you wind up pacing the cage. I've proven who I am so many times. The magnetic strip's worn thin, and each time I was someone else. And everyone was taken in. Powers chatter in high places, stir up eddies in the dust of rage. Set me to pacing the cage. Never knew what you all wanted, so I gave you everything, all that I could pillage, all the spells that I could sing. And it's as if the thing were written in the constitution of the age. Sooner or later, you'll wind up pacing the cage. Sometimes the best map will not guide you, and you can't see what's round the bend. Sometimes the road leads through dark places. Sometimes the darkness is your friend. Today these eyes scan bleached out land for the coming of the outbound stage. facing the cage.
Judd Caswell here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio via Zoom. Gotta love the technology. Thank you so much for that Bruce Coburn tune, Pacing the Cage. So Bruce Coburn, maybe one of the folks that you enjoy in terms of songwriting. Other songwriters that have inspired you, Judd?
Yeah, you know, the list goes on and on. You know, as a kid growing up with James Taylor and Bob Dylan and Cat Stevens and Paul Simon and Don McLean, and then, you know, I'll never forget, my dad discovering John Gorka when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And hearing John Gorka's records, you know, The Land of the Bottom Line.
Sure.
And just being like, wait a minute, you can do that? This it was so revolutionary. It was funny. I had a chance to, I played at a folk festival a couple years ago in Connecticut, the Black Bear Americana Fest, which is really super. I was playing right before John Gorka, and it was wonderful. I got to walk sort of in the little backstage area, which was just outdoors, and it was just me and John, and I got to walk up to him and tell him, you know, John, I would not be doing this today if it weren't, you know, if it weren't for you and your music, and I think you owe me an apology. And he laughed. So
yeah, I'm surprised he didn't apologize, because that's how humble he is.
No, he got it. He got it.
Yeah. So what was it that made you decide, yep, I'm going to go to Dartmouth, I'm going to study music? What was the catalyst for that for you?
You know, I didn't really. I went to Dartmouth and I started studying physics. So, and that was sort of, you know, I think I sort of always, I really think I always knew that music is what I wanted to do. But I don't know that my family was ready to hear it. So I just went to sort of the best school that I could get into, and I thought that I'd have a lot of choices when I got there, and I did, and I just sort of started studying the thing that, if you're taking physics and you're doing well, then nobody's going to give you a hard time about spending all of your time in your dorm room learning how to play guitar, which is what I was doing. And then, two thirds of the way through, I realized that if I kept doing it, I wasn't going to get to stop doing it ever. That I would have to just keep doing physics, which wasn't my passion. So, I changed gears and was lucky enough to just be in a place where I could do that.
Do you think that made your grandfather happy? He was a poet, right? Do you think that made him happy to see you take on the arts?
Yeah. Boy, you know, it was actually my great grandfather.
Oh,
it's even another generation back. Yeah, you know, there's a that side. My mom's family, my mom and her mom and my sister. I think of them all. They're all, writers. Not all of them professionally, but they all have this gift for words. And so I've always thought of myself as sort of a hanger-on on that tradition, sort of an also-ran.
Do you think that will trickle down to your own children?
Oh, yeah, I think it already has. When I can, I do.
It's
I
not do. Just Maine in your blood. It might be the arts as well.
You know, I think Maine is just such a wonderful place to write. You know, there are so many great writers in Maine, and so many great musicians, and you know, folk
sure.
singers. And the list just sort of goes on and on. We've got the Dave Mallets and the Gordon Box,
mm-hmm.
and Kendall Morse is a great writer, and there's that whole sort of Camden seafaring traditional kind of music, and then there's the people like, you know, Connor Garvey and Amelia Dahlen and Lisa Redfern and Jenny Van West, and there's so many great musicians.
A lot of
Patty
talent.
Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Patty Mills. It's so funny. One of my favorite songwriters in Maine is Patty Mills, and we've been friends for 20 years now, and a few years ago he literally bought the house next door. So my next door neighbor is one of my very favorite songwriters in all the world.
Wow, my envy just heightened.
I know. If only we felt like we could be hanging out, you know, in this time when everything is shut down.
Right.
Which we just, you know, we can't. So we talk to his kids as we walk by, and you know we wave as we drive by, but.
A lot of fences may be coming down, right? You know, they say good fences make good neighbors. Well, maybe now some of those fences are going to start coming down in our communities.
Yeah, I think so.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Our guest in the studio is Judd Caswell. You want to play another one for us, Judd?
Yeah, I feel like maybe we should play the Blackberry song, if that's all right.
Sure, I love that song. And I'm so glad that you included it.
Yeah, that's right. This is on Live at the Seagull Shop.
Yeah. And some of the songs that we heard the fence post song we heard, also the climbing song was on that, is on the new release as well. Pacing the Cage, not yet recorded by you, correct?
No, but if you go to my YouTube channel, I do have a version of it. I have a version of it up for there. I shared that last week.
And I know you also included a Richard Thompson tune on the new release, so he must be one of those guys that you kind of like.
Richard Thompson absolutely is one of those guys, yeah.
Let's hear the Blackberry song.
Here's Blackberry Time.
Lately I've been chasing after little things that always slip away. Living in my calendar and living in my car, instead of living in the day. But a wind blew down from Canada this morning like a warning shot of cold across my bow. So now I'm out here in my sandals, getting bloodied by these brambles and eating all the berries I'm allowed. 'Cause it's blackberry time, blackberry time. It's a secret of a season in its prime, when all the world is full and ripe and quickly going by. Well, then it's blackberry, 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 blackberry time. Air is full of crickets, song and hayseed, honeybee and dragonfly. The last full day of summer, baked and cooling on the windowsill, smells a lot like apple pie. And up beneath the popple and the birches, at the border where the grass has gone to trees, got those stains upon my fingers and an aftertaste that lingers. One part sweet, one part fruit, and two parts seed. Blackberry time, blackberry time. It's a secret of a season in its prime, when all the world is full and ripe and quickly going by. Well, then it's blackberry, 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 blackberry time. I wish I had a cup to fill, to take this harvest home and to make it stay. And I wish I had that recipe to press it into wine and seal the flavor of the day. Watching from a silver maple's branches, there's a catbird who sings a hungry kind of song. He says, be thankful for the sweet, 'cause you know that it don't keep. You just eat what you can eat, and then you move along. when it's blackberry time. Blackberry time. It's a secret of a season in its prime, when all the world is full and ripe and quickly going by. Then it's blackberry, 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 blackberry time. Blackberry time.
Judd Caswell just made me thirsty for blackberries. I just think of that song every time I'm out in the woods in the fall when the blackberries are out and you're out on a hike and there they are, and the magical berry twisted off the vine, toss it in your mouth, and it's a little refreshing. Such a treat to have blackberry time and Judd Caswell, especially right here on Zoom. Not in our studio, but at the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you so much for that. You're listening to the Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, where support comes from you, our listeners, and Littleton Regional Healthcare's Urgent Care, a walk-in clinic treating urgent but non-threatening illnesses and injuries. Open daily, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at littletonhealthcare.org. We're visiting with Judd Caswell on Zoom. Thank you so much, Judd, for taking time out of your Sunday to play tunes for us and visit with us on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Oh, boy. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So I know one of the co-writes you did with Amy Spies was recorded by Judy Collins. Is that right?
Yeah.
And yep. So that must have been pretty cool for you.
It was very exciting. Yeah, the weight of the world was that tune, and it was a song that Amy began working on. This must have been in 2006, because I think Amy and I had just met. We met at Kerrville that year, and she reached out to me with a song that she had been working on, and so we kind of collaborated. From a distance. I think at that time she was still in Jersey City, so we had some email collaboration, which has been really nice. She's just one of the most, you know, talented and genuine people who I know anywhere. She's a super, super artist.
Do you do a lot of co-writing?
You know, I don't do a lot of co-writing. I always feel like I need to do more, but, you know, my writing process is just so sort of slow and painstaking, and I'm such a hermit by nature that it's hard for me to sit in a room with somebody else and be creative. So the times that I have done co-writing have been times when I've been bouncing songs back and forth with people, kind of over a distance. Somebody will send me something they're working on, and I'll kind of take it away, and usually I'm the second verse guy. When somebody's got a verse and a chorus and they just kind of don't know where it goes from there, you know, I can be the second verse bridge guy.
I know you're doing a lot of teaching, or we're doing a lot of teaching. Are you able to? Are you continuing that online, or that's a plan for you to continue working with kids?
Yeah, well, I do a songwriting workshop that I've run through a library in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, which is about, it's about 45 minutes from my house. It's real near Portland, just south of Portland. And it's wonderful. They do a lot of really great programs there, and they've brought me in to do these songwriting workshops. And they've, over the couple of years that we've been doing them, we've got a great group of people who bring their songs in for feedback and craft conversation. And we've been able to continue that on Zoom. We're doing that every week, which has been great. It's great to stay connected with those people and keep finding a way to have, you know, help music be a part of people's lives, you know, even when we're sort of separate like this.
Do you have anything coming up that folks should know about? And if so, where would they go to find out? Do they go to your website? Is that the best way for people to find out what Judd is up to?
The website is a good place. It's JuddCaswell.com. You know, I'm on Facebook as well. You know, Facebook, Judd Caswell. And the thing that I have coming up, you know, every day now, every weekday, Monday to Friday, around 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm posting a new song, not a new composition, but a new, you know, making videos of songs to just kind of see you through your morning.
Mm-hmm.
So there's new stuff every day. And next, on April 11th, next Saturday night, I'm going to be doing a live stream that is sponsored by the Chocolate Church, which is a venue in Bath, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
That is it's one of the fantastic places around here for this, you know, for this kind of music. They've been huge supporter of folk music, acoustic music over the years. So it's a real honor to be a part of their series. So even though I won't be playing from the church itself, I'll be playing from the church's Facebook page.
Oh, that's great.
Again, that's the Chocolate Church in Bath, Maine.
If folks want to find out about your the tunes that you've been doing every day, do you have them archived someplace? Are they archived on your Facebook page?
Yeah, they're archived on my YouTube channel. Everything, you know, I post everything at, you know, 10 o'clock weekdays. It goes up on my Facebook page, and then it goes up on YouTube at the same time. So YouTube, just look for Judd Caswell.
Your music has really been a blessing for a lot of us that are spinning the music on the air. And so it's a real treat for you to take the time to talk to us over here in your neighbor state, New Hampshire. So thanks for doing that.
It's my home away from home. It's always my pleasure. I really appreciate you reaching out and inviting me.
Well, it's a new day, isn't it?
It's a new day.
What's next for Judd Caswell? I mean, I know there's a lot of unknowns, but are you already thinking about what kind of album can I produce? I know you have the ability to produce any album any day from your studio, but is there a concept right now for you?
You know, I really am just putting one foot in front of the other right now. You know, for musicians everywhere, the challenge is how to reach people virtually. And so that's sort of where my mind is right now, trying to find a way to be of service to people. You know, musicians, if you know, we're not respiratory therapists. Some of us are, actually. A good friend of mine, Jeanette, is a wonderful musician and a respiratory therapist. But people like that make a really big difference at a time like this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just to find a way to, of course, you know, making the music kind of keeps me sane. And being able to share the music and connect with people around it makes a real big difference as well. So, you know, I'm right now looking for ways to do that, and I'm sure there will be songs coming from it as well, but one foot in front of the other.
We've been doing a sing-along edition of the Folk Show. Well, last week we did a sing-along edition, which was so much fun, and we're continuing that tonight too. So, you know, wrapping around some of the sing-along music with our visit with you. So giving everybody an opportunity to take care of their spirits, you know. So it's not just about physical health. It's also our spiritual health and our mental health that we need to take care of. And music does a pretty good job of helping us to take care of that, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Music is one of those things that can really transport you for a little while. It can just put you in a different place and time, and sometimes that's what we need.
In addition to music, how are you taking care of yourself? Walking the dogs? Is that what you do?
Yep. Walking the dogs. It's kind of fun. You know, we get to do those family walks. We live on a dead end road, and there's a little woods path that kicks out at the end of it for another half mile or so. So we can we're able to just get out and enjoy being outside in Maine.
Again, I want to thank you for taking the time to meet with us on the radio and through Zoom, and look forward to hearing from you in person. Perhaps you can pay us a visit here in Concord, or maybe I'll be able to get out there and see one of your shows sometime.
Fantastic.
Thank you for the new album. It's a great album. I love it. And we want to make sure everybody else knows about the album too. It's called Live at the Seagull Shop from Judd Caswell. And visit his website, what is the website, Judd?
JuddCaswell.com.
Oh, couldn't get much easier than that. Can you play one last tune for us?
Sure. I'll play you one more tune. Here's an optimistic song. I joke about how Mainers New Englanders and I think Mainers in particular we tend to play our cards kind of close to our chest. We're not very effusive. And so here's a song called So Far So Good, and I think of that as a real unbridled statement of optimism from a Mainer. Down the rocks, now watch your feet. It's easy to fall, and the waves would love to take you for their own. Take my hand and come with me to welcome it all. Tell me why it's coming here like going home. It's been forever since we've been away together, and it's always now or never. You can't wait for perfect weather, so let's go. So far, so good. This is better than it ever should have been. So far, so good. And I close my eyes, hold my breath, and count to 10. Knock on wood, but not too hard. Say so far, so good. They dance like pipers in the sand, those daughters of mine. They're each the best of us rolled in a one. They bring sea glass in their hands, see how they shine. There's a magic in the way they catch the sun. There's no knowing, just hold on and watch them growing. And it seems to me they're showing us the way that we've been going. And it's so far so good. This is better than it ever should have been. So far, so good. I close my eyes, hold my breath, and count to 10. Knock on wood, but not too hard. Say so far, so good. Our footprints in the sand, they wander and wind. And from the dune grass on down into the sea, and there's no trace of any plan, no reason or rhyme. It's just a story that you walked a while with me, and it's displaying that we've come a good long way. And when we're both gone old and gray, we'll still be out here playing, saying, so far, so good. This is better than it ever should have been. So far, so good. I close my eyes, hold my breath, count to 10. Knock on wood, but not too hard. I say so far, so good. So far, so good. This is better than it ever should have been. So far, so good. I close my eyes, hold my breath, and count to 10. Knock on wood, but not too hard. I say so far, so good.
So far, so good. Judd Caswell. Hey, why do you say your head is full of far away?
You know, I'm thinking about that family that's kind of all over the country, right? You make such again. There's just so many good people in the folk music scene. So there are people who I wish I could see a lot more often.
I read that Judd has a head full of far away. and a heart full of home. And I think you just helped a lot of folks feel a little closer to home. We have people listening all over the country and perhaps the world sometimes. And so having you as our main artist on the folk show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, I think helps to make people feel just a little bit more part of home. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
We'll be listening for more from Judd Caswell. We're loving the new album right now, which is called Live at the Seagull Shop. Check it out if you haven't had a chance. And we'll be looking for Judd's posts on our Facebook page. It's a Facebook group called NHPR Folk. You can find a song a day from Judd Caswell. Don't stop here. Keep on going. Thanks a lot, Judd.
Thank you.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
If you're at home with middle school or high school students, NHPR Civics 101 has got you covered. Visit the Learn at Home page on our website, civics101podcast.org, for a new lesson every weekday. Podcasts, activities, videos, quizzes, you name it. There has never been a better time to learn about how our government works. Again, just click the Learn at Home button on our website, civics101podcast.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Landcare Associates and Stratum Hill Stone, suppliers of natural stone from in and around New England for landscaping and masonry. Gallery and catalog at landcareassociates.com. This is NHPR.